Revenue Assurance Wanderings with Rob Madison on the Grappa Radio Network.
Revenue Assurance, where do we go from here? The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's an old saying that keeps proving itself to be true, and surely nowhere do we see more change than in telecoms and revenue assurance. Since Grappa's founding in 2007, we've seen several major revolutions in the practice of revenue assurance. We've seen revenue assurance move up in status and importance in many organizations around the world. We've seen RA teams grow quite rapidly in most telcos. We've seen the role of revenue assurance expand to include dozens of new domains and areas, as CFOs and CEOs have come to appreciate the real value that RA can deliver to the bottom line and the top line of the company's financial statements. We've even seen the revenue assurance professional move up into almost C-level type standings in some of the more progressive and innovative telecoms. So as the president of Grappa, I have to ask myself a very serious question. Where do we go from here? How can we at Grappa continue to support the growth and increase the status of revenue assurance professionals? And how can we get even more creative in figuring out ways to help expand the reach of RA as well as the effect that it can have? I can't tell you the complete answer to this question because I just plain don't know. But what I do know is that we're going to be redoubling our efforts in several areas. In general, there seems to be a pattern emerging that I believe we're going to try to develop, and that is in the area of specializations. It's clear that revenue assurance has greatly increased in scope over the past few years. RA professionals are working less and less on leakage and more on top-line revenue delivery as we get better at the basic fundamentals of our craft. Clearly, the skills and knowledge developed while securing revenue streams is not the end of the value delivered, but only the beginning. By leveraging good core understanding of telco technologies, operations, and revenue management activities, RA professionals are expanding and applying their knowledge in a myriad other arenas. What's beginning to emerge, I suspect, is a number of different specialized RA clusters, which fall under the general heading of revenue assurance. Some of the specializations we see emerging include margin assurance, or what we used to call revenue optimization. This is of interest mostly to CFOs, controllers, and heads of operational units or lines of business. Margin assurance focuses on looking at ways to take an existing line of business, product line, or revenue-producing asset like a switch or a BTS, and increase their profitability by making changes to the way they're managed or offered to customers. We've seen a large surge of interest in these areas in recent months, and an entire subcategory of specialized terminology, tools, and approaches are being developed to make it easier, faster, and more dependable as an approach. Another growth area is what we're calling market assurance, the revenue-driven marketing approach. While everyone will tell you that marketing is all about increasing revenues, the reality is that at the end of the day, the revenues that they focus on tend to be only those that are measured in the short term and under the most strained of interpretation. The dream of almost every CFO-CEO team is to come up with a way to impose clear financial controls on the marketing process without stifling their creativity and effectiveness. The market assurance methodology that is emerging offers a lot of promise to financial managers in this regard. By combining the revenue assurance principles of rationalization and integrity to the marketing process, and by supporting it with an innovative new revenue-based controls and alarm structure, many CFOs and marketing teams are exploring these new wrinkles in the practice of revenue assurance. Of course, it's not only in the marketing area where we're seeing revenue assurance put on some new clothes and try on some new roles. The other big trend right now in revenue assurance is called revenue management, or what we like to call integrated revenue stream management. While managers around the world have appreciated the results that revenue assurance professionals deliver, at the end of the day, many realize that what they really need is more than just someone to oversee the setting up of the revenue streams, but somebody to actually run them. Someone to actually take control of the controls, if you will. Someone to make sure that all the controls are run and all the reports are put together and that the revenue streams are intact. And that's what we are seeing emerging as the revenue management discipline. So while the old revenue assurance functions of forensics, investigations, preparing and recommending controls and corrections is still in vogue, the revenue management function is quickly taking precedence as something that many organizations are realizing is what's necessary for them to move ahead in the next generation of telecommunications management. Probably the most exciting area we see emerging is an area that we call revenue engineering. Revenue engineering is by far the most advanced and most powerful of the new emerging revenue assurance disciplines. It's the science of applying the principles of revenue assurance, specifically margin optimization, market assurance, revenue management, and revenue assurance, and loosing these powerful tools on the challenges of new product development and new service line development. What innovative companies are learning is that the application of core revenue assurance principles can do a lot more than simply protect revenue streams. Revenue engineering shows that proactive application of these principles actually helps to drive the entire value creation process and really alter the very heart of the telco innovation engine. And finally, putting it all together, GRAPPA is looking very strongly at the creation of what we're calling a revenue governance function. Revenue governance is a unified framework for the management of all revenue-related functions. It's badly needed and quickly emerging, a framework that integrates revenue engineering, revenue optimization, margin assurance, security, fraud, and all the other disciplines all rolled into one. Over the next few months, I hope to see the GRAPPA organization further develop and enrich these many different areas of revenue management and begin to provide members with options for training and certification in one, if not all, of these areas. As always, the only way that GRAPPA will be successful is if you, the membership, participates in this process. In the near future, you'll be seeing many blogs, webinars, surveys, and other ways that will try to get feedback from our members about these approaches. Please feel free to participate and to tell us what you really think. Well, that's about enough for today. So until next time, this is Rob Madison saying, be safe.